And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I have a special guest. In case you've been traveling on the holidays, this might be an apropos show for you this morning. Very excited to have Matt Coughlin, who is the airport, Pensacola International Airport Executive Director. Yeah, you're not busy now, are you, Matt?
We're not busy at all.
Bless your, as they say in the South, bless your heart. Yeah. You probably haven't slept in 2 weeks or since Thanksgiving, I'm guessing.
It's all good. It's a little crazy out there, but it's all good.
No kidding. Yeah, I've asked him a million questions. He and I have not met before, so I was grilling him before he came on the air and asking him, you know, what is happening right now? Now, I do pay attention to the news, so I cannot tell you. I was definitely one of your flyers that was super excited to hear about the new parking lot.
Yeah.
And I think the first day it was full or something crazy.
We opened the week just prior to Thanksgiving, and we incentivized the project. We knew we needed parking, obviously. And, you know, we worked with our partners. Our hats off to FDOT, who helped us pay for the lot. It was about a $4 million investment, and they came up with half of that. And so we were able to, we incentivized the project to make sure it was done prior to the holidays. And as you see today, it was about 434 spots in
which
that
is incredible and much needed.
Very much needed. It was funny because the day before Thanksgiving, I think we had, you know, the security pictures there. There was not one car in there. And then by 5 o'clock that night, it was completely full.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And give you an idea, I mean, that was roughly 10% increase in capacity. We have about 4,000 spots across the airport campus, and that one filled up in a matter of 8 hours.
Unbelievable. Well, it's a testament to the fact that this has become a hub in this area for sure. And since I've lived here, I moved here in the early 2000s, so much has changed, and your services, I will tell you, unabashedly are so much better. You have done such a great job. How long have you been in this position now?
I'm pushing 5 years now as executive director, and Dan Flynn was my predecessor who had been in the seat for quite a while. I retired here locally from the military back in 2015 and had some great mentors along the way at the airport. I wanted to get into the airport industry because my previous job in the military involved a lot of airfields, and so the transition here was made easy, and I had a lot of support along the way, and very fortunate, and I'm very happy where I am right now. It's a great airport. It's a great community, and I got a great team out there. I love working with the folks.
Well, you know, you took on quite a challenge. What would you say when you came on board 5 years ago? What was your biggest challenge then?
I think the biggest challenge, like any, you know, airport or organization such as this, is, you know, figuring out way down or over the horizon where you want to be in 10 years. And so, you know, when I started as executive director, our biggest challenge was COVID.
Right. That's right.
So we literally went from, you know, say 1 million, 2 million passengers down to nothing overnight. And so we really had to reinvent ourselves. And we did that. What was really amazing about the local community here was that this airport, compared to most airports around the country, we came back and got back to those same numbers, pre-pandemic numbers, within a year. And so if you think about it, there's some airports, believe it or not, across the country today that are still struggling coming out of the pandemic. And we were fortunate to come back real quick. So what did that tell us? Well, not only did we come back real quick in a year, but the growth numbers after that were through the roof. And so when you have annual growth numbers in the teens for an airport, that's almost unsustainable. So we had a lot of challenges ahead of us, and we continue to do. But you have to look well into the future, 10 years down the road, and that's what we're doing now. And some of those projects we're doing are going to be meeting that demand 10 years down the road.
So a lot of future planning was involved. And so now you're 5 years from when you started, and you have new airlines, I believe, that have come in since then?
We do. One of the big partners that just came on board is Breeze. And so we look forward to their continued growth here in the Pensacola market. You know, every airline is different in where they serve and what their niche is, whether they're an ultra-low-cost carrier or more your legacy-type carriers. They all bring something to the table. So the more you have, the better. You know, we're currently at 8 right now, which is great. And
I'm thinking when I moved here back in the early 2000s, it definitely was not 8.
Yeah, so, you know, we got a lot of great partners out there, whether it's American, United, Frontier, Spirit, all of them. They all bring something great to the table. And really what they do is they offer choice in your travel options for the community, and that's why we're there.
Well, you were telling me when you came in that you have more nonstop flights now.
Yeah, so we're about 20 nonstops, and that changes throughout the year. You know, sometimes in the summer you get a lot of seasonal type destinations nonstop, and those always increase in the summertime. But we stick around 20 in those non-summer times, if you will, and we're always looking to grow that. In particular, right now we're trying to grow more of a West Coast nonstop destination, and there's challenges behind that for the airlines. So whatever we can do to mitigate those and get some routes going out west, we're working on.
Well, we used to have ASA, as I recall, and the nickname was always stuck in Atlanta. So, because it never failed. You'd come right. I used to fly from New York to this area, and a two-hour flight from New York, no problem, to Atlanta. It was the Atlanta to Pensacola leg that was a little tricky. So they're not around anymore. But you mentioned to me now you have a nonstop tune to Detroit, which avoids Atlanta. That's awesome.
Yeah, so one of our bigger underserved markets is Detroit, and Delta is going to start this coming summer with some nonstops there. They currently do nonstop to LaGuardia, and next Easter they're going to, just for the weekend, they're just putting their toe in the water to see if it works. They're looking at a Boston direct. And what's really interesting about Delta in particular is, I remember the days not that long ago where they would not overfly Atlanta because that's their main hub, obviously. And now they're testing that. And so it's really an indicator for the community and what that market, potential marketplace is for their customers here in Pensacola.
Well, it's always interesting because when you want to fly to South Florida, then you go up to Atlanta and go back south again. So I've always wondered about that.
Yeah, and we have other options there, especially with Breeze and Silver and even Spirit. Into Orlando and Fort Lauderdale, which gives you a lot more options. Intra-Florida is a great point that you bring up. Is challenging with the airlines, and probably a lot of it comes down to the profitable routes. But we are always looking to increase the Florida footprint, if you will, to avoid specifically what you're bringing up, having to go through Atlanta.
All right. This is Pensacola's expert panel this morning on New Year's Eve on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, chatting with Matt Coughlin, who is the airport executive director for Pensacola International Airport. We're going to take a little break here, and then we'll be back. If you have some questions for Matt or some comments, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. News Radio 92.3, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking this morning with Matt Coughlin with the Pensacola International Airport. And I'm so glad you're here, Matt. I'm sitting here thinking about your job. We were talking during the break, and we have so many things to talk about. But as the executive director of the airport, I have a good friend that is she's a wheelchair transport person. That's just one of the jobs that she does, helping people get around the terminal. And I was thinking, oh my God, all the pieces of running an airport, from the guys directing the planes on the runway to the tarmac to the load to the baggage to security to TS. Whew, I'm tired just thinking about it. That's a lot. That's a lot of details.
It is, and it's a lot of moving parts, obviously. From the time that aircraft lands or takes off to coming into the terminal, and keeping people safe in a secure environment can be challenging. But really what it comes down to are the partnerships, because we have 8 airlines, you have TSA, you have a lot of moving parts, and you just got to maintain those partnerships. And, you know, one team, one fight. So if there's an issue that comes to play, then, you know, we all have to attack it in one cohesive unit and work through it. So, because in the end of the day, if it's an issue for an airline, a concessionaire, TSA or whatnot, it all comes back on the airport. So it's one big team, one big fight.
Whew, okay. I'm already tired. Well, Lynn is on the phone, and she wanted to ask you a question about the nonstop flights. Good morning, Lynn.
You're Hello.
On the air. There you are. So Matt's here. You had a question about the nonstop flights.
Yeah, when you mentioned that, my ears perked up because my husband and I have had to drive to Orlando to get a nonstop on Alaska Air to go out to Portland. Because we've been stuck in Houston so many times with the one stops or so. So we're looking for a nonstop. And is Portland one of the places you might be going, one nonstop?
So when it comes to nonstops, Lynn, thanks for the question. When it comes to nonstops, particularly the West Coast, it's really an economic decision for the airlines. So what we look at from an airport, and we'll partner with the airlines specifically, what are the most underserved marketplaces? I will be honest, right now, Portland is not the biggest ones. Some of your big ones are like Las Vegas, Salt Lake City. When I look at airlines, they all, like I said earlier, they all have a niche market. And so when you look at a destination like Portland, you try to match the airline with the destination and their model. And there's a couple airlines that would fit in well with that. And we are always looking at that. What we try to do is we marry up our data with the airlines. We show them what the market is going there. They come back. They have their own data sources, and we try to marry those up. It's almost like a dance with the airlines, and you try to match up those goals. Their goals is profit, mm-hmm. obviously. But I will tell you, Portland's probably a tough one right now. The other ones we're specifically looking for are Salt Lake City. And which would be a good one for Portland because of the connectivity with Delta in particular there.
Thank you for calling in, Lynn. We appreciate the question. You have a wonderful new year. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was a caller. That was Lynn asking about the nonstop flights. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 850-437-1620. If you have a text, you have a question for Matt. He is the executive director. He's in charge of all the details out at the Pensacola International Airport. So I have a question as a traveler. This is probably maybe even not should be directed to you, but this is a basic question. How much time should I really allow myself to get when I get to the airport?
Great question, and I'm going to go
smiling,
with
smiling. He's looking like, oh, my God.
I'll go with the standard line and say 2 hours.
Nine or 2 hours.
We marry that up with what TSA advertises. Now, there are tools out there, and you can find them on the internet.
I was going to say, what do you and your family do? What are the tricks of the trade to kind of make it less laborious as you're waiting?
You know, what I do is I look at the time of day, who the airline is. One thing I always suggest is a TSA pre-check.
Yes, that's
enrolling in that program. That'll cut your times down. But there's one airport, and I'm looking to do it here, is they have a calculator.
Oh.
And they put it on their website. What they do is they ask you a series of questions mm-hmm. for that particular airport. Are you parking? Do you have to park? Okay. What's the next time? Are you checking in mm-hmm. bags? That's a time.
Right, scene. Right.
Are you pre-check? Are you standard? All those change that calculation or calculus that goes into how long it takes to get through. So I stand by the 2 hours because TSA does that, and I've seen it bounce around. Fortunately, here at Pensacola, our wait times are down.
That's good.
Quite a bit from last year when we had the big surge, and we've partnered with TSA on that. They've increased their manning, so we still have capacity issues, but our times are a lot better than they used to be, and they've been a good partner, and you know, our goal is to fly easy, and we'll do our part in that and hopefully bring some tools forward in the future where you can kind of maybe judge that out a little
easier. You were mentioning about as you take care of the day-to-day, you had record crowds this holiday season. So that causes us to look towards the future. So tell me a little bit. You did say something about you are in the process of making some changes.
Sure. So we're currently in design for another concourse. Currently today we have 12 gates in our main concourse and terminal. We're looking to increase that by 5, almost a 50% capacity, just from an infrastructure standpoint when it comes to aircraft. And so we're about 15% design. We hope to be 30 here real soon. And then we're going to break the project up probably in a couple phases, but we're probably going to put a shovel in the ground come this July.
No kidding. That's soon.
We'll start with the security checkpoint, the baggage handling system, and we'll go from there.
Wow. Okay. Well, we are talking with Matt Coughlin with the Pensacola International Airport on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, cool.
This new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning. This is Meg with Matt Coughlin from the Pensacola International Airport. We were talking about the number of travelers, how much the airport has grown. You blew me away when you told me this.
Yeah, we this last fiscal year, we reached a 3 million passenger milestone.
Wow. So.
That's huge for us. The airport wasn't, or the current concourse was not designed for that. It was mainly designed around the regional airlines, and now we're bringing in a lot. Your aircraft are much larger now, and so that's why it gets so crowded in the building.
Yeah,
so we need to deal with that as we design our way into a new concourse.
Well, I like the one statistic you gave me. How many people is that?
So I always use this, but. That would be like 3 million passengers would be like putting the entire city population through that building every 7 days.
Okay, every 7 days.
Every 7 days.
Wow. So right now, what do you double that with the holidays? And
well, yeah, that changes. That's on average over the year. So you can imagine that's even more so. It's probably 6 days now during the holiday season or 5 days. It wears. It wears on the building.
Mm-hmm.
It wears on some of the infrastructure, you name it, for everything from jet bridges to escalators to elevators. And but at the end of the day, it comes down to the people. And my hat's off to the folks that work out there, not only the city team. You have a great team out there. But all our partners out there, and to try to make that experience as seamless as possible for our travelers. And I'm just really blessed to work with such a great group of people out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, it takes good leadership. So I've heard very many good things about you. And so now we're down to the last couple minutes. On a personal note, it's New Year's Eve, going into 2025. You got a New Year's resolution?
You know, I'm not a big New Year's kind of guy, but, you know, just the same thing.
Or maybe a wish for 2025.
You know, the big thing on a personal level is probably just take better care of myself physically. And
do you get any sleep with this position?
I do, and the reason I do is back to the team. I got a great group of people out there I have nothing but confidence in, and it takes a while to build a team. We got a great one out there, and I couldn't be prouder of them, and they do help me sleep at night.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to be wishing you a great 2025. The construction starts in July on the new concourse?
Yeah, we're looking to start on the first part of the project come this July, and we have a bunch of other projects taking place out there. You know, we have basically a $300 million capital program over the next 5 years.
Wow.
And that includes the, you know, taxiways, runways, and all the projects that happen on the airfield.
Now, if someone wanted to take a look at that or the plans for that, can they go to your website or is it located somewhere else? Or
sure, we give briefs. I'd have to check. Now, some
you
of
had
the projects.
One recently, I believe.
Yeah. And we just had an open house also for the concourse, which was open to the public. But you'll be seeing more of that on our website.
Okay. So what's the website?
flypensacola.com. So.
Flypensacola.com. Yeah. Matt, thank you so much for coming in on New Year's Eve. I really appreciate you and all that you do for the airport and for our community. And hats off to everybody that works out at the airport. That is not an easy job. But you're doing your best to make it easy for us, so we appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you, too.